So let's talk about this distribution from perspective of shape, central tendency, and variability. Basically, the distribution is skewed, and it's skewed negatively. So we have a tail that points to the left. So this is a negatively skewed distribution, at least looks that way. We have a mean of somewhere around 3.5. And standard deviation tends to be around 1.5. Now, whether or not you would consider this to be bimodal, probably not, but one could make an argument that there might be some extremely fearful subjects in the class that tend to be the sevens, and they may be distinct from the rest of the class. Unknown, that's a very small little peak out there, and not sure what to make of it. But by and large, I guess this would be a negatively skewed distribution. And if that's true, if we looked at our central tendency measures, we would expect that the mean is going to be pulled out toward the long end of the distribution. So the median would be closer to 4. The mean would be then pulled to small numbers. So that there is that relationship between the mean and the median that we would expect to see if it were, in fact, a skewed distribution. So this is what the distribution of anxiety scores or fear scores looks like.